Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
Press record. Right. We're in it now. No backing out now, girl. This is it.
Get in the zone.
I'm going to throw you off your
Get
game.
In the zone.
I'm going to throw you off
Come
your
on.
Game.
Can't even look at you. Can't even look at you.
All right. That's All right. What she says before sex. And after. Often during. Kind of a lot. Try to be very serious here. I'm sorry.
Trying to be very serious.
All right, that's on
You're
me.
Not very serious.
That's on me. Which she also says a lot.
Welcome to Talking Shift. I'm Haley.
And I'm Tom.
And today, we're going to talk about a bad relationship article.
I don't know wherever you could find a bad relationship article on the internet, love.
Yeah. So it was like one of the things when we were like talking about doing this show was just like, you know, what kind of sources would we use? And,
right.
you know, like, are we going to like run out of material? Is it going to get boring? You
right.
know, like, and it turns out that there's just endless material
endless.
Out there. That's like bad relationship advice articles, Reddit posts, you know, like
the
videos, yeah. books. It just, the media that just gives people terrible relationship advice is endless.
Endless. All you have to do is follow the clickbait because like the world is absolutely chumming the water with bad relationship articles.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes by really, really well-known authors.
Yes.
Like distressingly well-known
so,
authors.
So like... There is a ton of variety out there. I don't think we're going to run out of
no,
it.
No, we're going to be just fine.
But according to this article, there are only three varieties of sex for married people to have.
Okay. Oral.
Vaginal. No. So this is from yourtango.com.
Okay.
Like the scientific, like...
The scientific think tank over
yes.
your tango?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And it is called the three distinct types of sex happily married couples have. How subtitle,
mm-hmm.
how to keep passion alive in a long-term monogamous sex life.
Okay. I feel like monogamous and sex life is already redundant, right? Doesn't monogamous already refer to your sex life?
I don't know.
I feel like it does. Like, what else would it mean if it wasn't
referring
to
Well, you could have a
life?
Different type of sex life.
Sure.
Monogamous relationship? I don't know. Like, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah,
it's a distinction without a difference.
Exactly. Huh? Yeah.
You're just...
I'm already picking a nit, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick a lot of nits here.
You're not going to have to try.
Okay.
This is horrifying.
It is. Okay.
So it's quite long, too, actually. So I did edit like some large chunks of it out that I will TLDR for everybody.
Yeah, good.
But it begins. A good sex life is crucial to keeping love and passionate monogamy growing in a relationship. It's the glue that holds it all together. Sex releases the hormones that make us feel good. Testosterone for men and oxytocin for women.
I already have problems here.
Exactly. I was just going to say, two sentences in, and I'm already like, wait, what?
Okay, so...
So men don't have oxytocin. They don't feel loving hormones.
For the record, I am not an endocrinologist.
Women don't have any testosterone.
But also, like right, yeah, like, I don't have oxytocin. Like, I just don't, like... Like there's no afterglow
for men.
You don't
feel any loving,
like,
bonding feelings whatsoever. No, you just feel more like manly, virile. Yeah,
right.
like you get more testosterone.
I don't know one way or the other.
That's why, like, you know,
testosterone.
There are so many teenage boys that are like so jacked,
right?
Because like they have all the testosterone from jerking off constantly, right? Like, because, you know, they're already full of testosterone,
right?
And it increases when you have like a sex life.
Right. And
many of them have like healthy sex lives with themselves.
Right, for sure.
You know, and that's why they're so huge and jacked everywhere you go. You never, ever see, you
right.
know, like
skinny,
a skinny
teenage
boy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I love that we're establishing from the outset of this article that, like, we are going to draw some hard biological essentialism differences between men and women in terms of like sex and what they need. So like already we're starting off and being like, dudes be getting testosterone, the ladies be getting the feeling chemicals. You know what I'm saying,
just
guys?
Just wait. It gets better.
Two sentences in. I've never had a loving feeling after sex from you. It's just never. Like all the cuddling and the afterglow, that's just like, I grit my teeth through it. I just want to lift weights the whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, we all know it is often the case that sex is almost always on a man's mind, and he is generally in the mood anytime, anywhere, and anyway. But for a woman to build her desire and fully enjoy the sexual experience, she first needs to feel special and cherished by her partner.
Was this written in the past? This feels like this was written in the past. Like,
no, this was recent. Yeah, this was recent. Yeah. This was, I don't know.
That, like, that old, say. Those, yeah.
December 9th of this year.
Holy fucking shit. Those like old tropes that like dudes just always want it. Dudes always 100% of the time.
Women
any place,
don't
anywhere.
Ever really want it. And either. Women don't really enjoy sex. You've got to like try really hard, you know.
As
like,
a physical experience, women are not into sex is what
no,
he's saying. It's really
no.
something like if you have enough emotional attachment, you'll like grit your teeth through basically.
Oh, we're getting there.
Ugh.
This gets better. She yearns to be wanted and responds best when a man pursues her with devout intensity, regardless of the relationship stage or length. Men hate, you know, when you show them affection and pursue them.
Yeah, I
know that.
I was
like, that's why I ignore you exclusively at all times.
Gets me so hard.
Yeah. This is based on the fact, that is the word that is written there.
It's a loaded
that
word right
men
now.
And women experience attraction differently.
Sure.
This will all start to become a little more clear in this next paragraph as to like why this is the way it is.
Okay.
Men feel physical attraction first, then the emotional and mental connection follows. Women need to feel connected mentally and emotionally before they are ready for a physical encounter. This is why romance is from Venus and sex is from Mars.
Oh my God. Here
Can
we go.
Can you guess who wrote this article?
This is doctor, not a doctor, John Gray.
Yes.
Yeah. This is fucking this guy.
This is the guy who basically wrote an entire book in order to make his wife like feel that she was required to fuck him more often.
Right. Yeah.
He wrote an entire book just because his wife was not banging him enough.
Right.
And like,
and to guilt her into doing it, by the way. Like,
well, because it's science.
Not to woo her into doing it.
It's just science.
Right.
It's science, right?
Oh my God.
So like that book is insanely pro. Like we should totally do like a Patreon like bonus series, because there's so much in that book. It would have to be an entire series.
We should, like, chapter by chapter.
Yes.
For patrons, break down men are from Mars,
women are
from
Venus.
That guy's not a doctor. I just have to say it again. He has an honorary doctorate and he claims it as his title. He is not a doctor. You know, like when you get like one of those like honorary degrees from like Joe Blow University, you don't really get to then use that to walk around and be like, now I have a PhD.
Whatever.
No,
speak
don't.
For yourself. If that happens to me, I'm totally doing it. Dr. Haley in the house.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Then I, you know, just kind of summarize it a little. So then it goes into a bunch of overly detailed descriptions of early relationships, courting, flirting, behaviors, flowers, attention, sexting, and very particularly and specifically female grooming and dressing habits, but no mention of that for men, of course.
Right.
And also your basic, hey, you used to like talk to each other, BS. Like, remember talking? Like, you should talk. You should maybe try that sometime. Weird,
I
right?
love when these relationship articles about, like, the breakdown of, like, sexual attraction over time, where it's always like, hey, you know, it used to be when we first got together, it went like this, and now it's like this. And it's like, invariably, it's some dude who, to your point, is like, he's wearing socks and Crocs,
yeah,
right? Like, he's showering every third day.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be fucked to stop, you know, to turn off the game or do something and like actually spend time the way that he did when he was courting the woman that he's now pissy about not fucking him anymore.
Right.
Right. Like people stop spending like pouring and lavishing time on other people. And then they wonder like, well, why do things feel like they've changed? Because your behaviors have changed. When you went on a first date, what'd you dress like? You know,
mm-hmm.
like when like you and I first met, I was showered. I had cologne on. I dressed nice. Like, I lavished you with time and attention and affection. I stayed up all night listening, you know, and talking. And you know what I still do? I shower every day. I dress nice. I very often put on cologne. And I stay up all night talking to you and lavishing you with attention.
I know I'm saying, like, you had to, like, put on, like, a suit every day or whatever. But, you know, like even, like, my pajama outfit that I'm wearing right now, like, there's an effort for it to look cute, you
right.
know? Like, I do my hair
right.
if I'm staying home. Like,
that's what I'm saying, like.
Like, I still want you to think I'm pretty.
Right. I still want you to think I'm, like, interested in you and that I'm attractive. Like, I work out
every day.
You know?
And right. Yeah. Like, yeah. So.
Like, get the fuck out of here
okay.
with that stuff. Like, well, we all got lazy and it had an effect.
So then the article goes on to explicitly say that everyone stops doing all of that stuff as a rule.
Yeah.
Well, in relationships. Mm-hmm. Everyone completely stops that as a rule.
7 years in.
All right. Yes.
7 years in, haven't stopped.
As couples settle in together and the hectic daily schedules take precedence, our priorities slowly shift. We don't indulge in as much quality time together or strive to meet each other's needs. Yet this is the precursor to great sex. What happens instead is that men tend to forget their feelings and women tend to forget their sexual desire.
No. What? I have never forgotten my feelings. That is not a thing. Like, men are not feelingless stoic robots. That is, like, also so fantastically old school.
And I'm sorry, but, like, men can also forget their sexual desire.
Sure.
Too. I know relationships where that has happened.
Yeah.
Like, maybe there's something going on, stress, like, whatever.
100%.
It can happen to anyone. And like women can forget their feelings.
Right.
Too. Like it's just beyond binary to where it's like,
mm-hmm.
like literally like this fucking chucklehead implies we are from two different alien planets and we just happen to like to bone each other on this one.
Right.
we are not the same species. We are not the same animal. We don't have the same like desires and drives and like, you know, yearning for connection and closeness and sex.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
I don't understand. Like men are like this and women are like this.
Well, and I like that it says like invariably or like inevitably. Like, as, like, life takes hold, priorities shift. And I wrote that down because it's like, well, priorities shift to what? Like, when you're dating, you still have to do all of your life stuff. And then you have to add on the effort and work of dating somebody and meeting somebody and courting them and all that. So, like, it's not more work to date within a relationship than it was to date outside a relationship. It's actually, in a lot of ways, less work to date somebody within a relationship. So, like, that just seems like this guy calling his own marriage out and being like,
that whole goddamn book is that guy calling his whole marriage out. Like, we're
right.
definitely going to
do
that.
We're going to do this for
patrons.
We're
going to do that for,
yep.
We're going to take that bullet for you guys. Well, for the ones that pay.
For the payer. Right. Yeah. Not just for like,
we're like our real friends, you know? Sometimes when tension is brewing in a relationship, one partner will want to stop having sex. But the best thing a couple can do is focus on creating better sex. Because when the sex gets better, suddenly the whole relationship can improve. And it can never work in the reverse, apparently. The sex has to be good.
Bang mad.
Yes. But the sex is what's going to fix the relationship.
Right.
Fixing the relationship won't fix the sex.
Right. Yeah. Huh. I 100% think that's backwards.
That's why I said it the way backwards. That I said yeah. it. And like listeners can't hear, but with the look on my face that I was giving to you, well, I said it like, are you fucking kidding me? Because I feel like we've already covered that, you know.
Oh, yeah. But like his suggestion really is like, hey, listen. To his wife, because he's writing this to his wife. All of these things are sideways to his wife.
No, I think he's divorced at this point in time. Yes. and he's just writing this for yourtango.com.
I think he's writing this to justify then, like his behavior. Because like the guy's a fucking scumbag from what I'm to understand about
him. He is just heating up the same leftovers over and over again mm-hmm. and selling them to like yep. a new
audience,
yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. So every so often he pops up with this crap out of nowhere. That's like this, like same old hash, you know?
He feels like the relationship version of like,
it's like that eternity soup, you know, where you just keep,
adding more. Yeah.
Yeah.
He feels like the relationship version of like, what's the deal with airplane food? And you're like, okay. This shtick again.
Yeah.
This fucking shtick again.
Yep. Men be like this. Women be like this. You know, whatever.
I wish you guys could have seen Haley when she did that. Because she did this little like, bop to the left, bop to the right. When she did like, men be like this, women be like this.
Yeah.
It was kind of great.
Yeah. This isn't like the best medium for like someone that's like.
Animated.
Yeah. when I talk. All right. Then. In the article, we jump straight into comparing sex to food literally out of nowhere.
Cool.
Everything I've read up to now is the vibe of everything I've read up to now, which has how much to do with food?
Nothing to do with food.
Now it's everything has to do with food from here on out.
Don't write hungry, dude. It's like, don't shop hungry. Like, I feel, look, I'm not going to be sympathetic with this guy, but like right now in this moment, I feel him. Don't write hungry.
So he writes, and remember, there are three types. Of sex. So three.
Okay. I'm going to write down the letter.
Just as our palates crave a variety of meals to keep our bodies functioning well, we also need to incorporate a variety into our intimate relationships. There are three types of sex happily married couples have to keep their relationship strong. How much of a variety would you say three is?
That's not a lot of variety.
If you had to eat three foods for the rest of the since we are going with food here.
Right, since that's the analogy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's breakfast, would that lunch, and dinner. That's like,
would that be variety?
That's not variety.
To you?
No. Okay. No, and I'm scared, like, because, like, I'm a child, so I'm like, all right, so hand stuff, you know, like I'm like writing it down. I'm like, there's not a lot of variety. Like I can, like, I can't, like I can get to four without blinking an eye here.
One.
Okay.
Healthy home cooked sex. This style is the basis for a regular healthy sex life. It usually occurs a couple times a week and generally takes about 30 minutes. And the Martian ensures that his Venusian has the time she needs to relax, build up to her desire, and experience orgasms.
Because, like, as a guy, I don't want the experience. Like, presumptively in there is not just that, like...
No man needs to be touched or, like, anything.
I don't need any foreplay. I can just be like...
No.
Well,
no foreplay whatsoever. You are expected to show up standing at attention and just put it in.
Right.
That's it. That's all you can do. That's your only job.
I'm not 15. You know? Like, I'm not 15 on a bumpy road. That's not how it works.
My God. Sorry. Just remind me of that stupid jizz in my pants song. You know? The wind blows in.
Yeah. That's
how.
Oh,
yeah. My God.
There's like a 4-year period of your life, 4 or 5 year period of your life where you're like, oh yeah, it's raining outside. It's spring. And you're like, well, that doesn't relate in any way.
Now I'm going to have this song in my head all night. Okay.
All right.
Two, fast food sex.
Oh God. Oh, this is going to get bad.
This is, this gets so bad.
This sounds greasy. It sounds like lubey.
Okay, so although junk food would not be good for us as a regular diet, it can be tasty, and sometimes it fits well into the schedule. The same is true for quickies. This 3 to 5 minutes given whenever he feels the need for sexual release and she's not in the mood is a great gift that women can a woman can bestow on her partner and will go a long way to ensuring he continues to feel his love for her.
Oh, I don't like any sentence that, like, every phrase is a problem. Like, every, what the fuck? She is explicitly not in the mood for the quickie.
Nope.
And also, if she doesn't give him the quickie,
he won't love her anymore. Yes, that's the implication.
Holy fucking shit. Why would you write that down? Why would you? If you thought that thought, you should go outside and stand in front of a bus.
When he first wrote his book. Okay. Like, fine. Like, people were weird thinkers back then.
Sure.
But he wrote this at the beginning of December of 2023.
No, this is like some fucking...
He wrote this 2 weeks exactly before Christmas.
This is not a Christmas present. This is not a Christmas present. Also, like, sex that you don't want to have is not a gift you give someone.
Oh, no, that's rape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking not... good.
I mean, it's coercive, like, you know, date rape kind of rape.
That's a fucking huge problem.
Yes.
Like, the idea, and like, I know it's become like kind of a thing, like a joke. It's like, oh, like on your birthday, you know, like we'll do this thing or that thing. Like gift sex is a weird thing. Like, that's a weird, like, not a good weird thing. Like, the Sopranos did it for comedy. Lots of things.
Oh, yeah.
Do it
he
for
only
comedy.
Gets a BJ on his birthday.
Yeah. He only goes down on her on her birthday.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is like not good. Like, we need to stop reinforcing that with jokes. We need to stop reinforcing that with fucking articles like this, that like sex is a gift you give somebody and not something like together we mutually enjoy.
Okay, but you know, like give it a second.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because he makes up for it.
Oh, sure.
He totally
makes up for it.
Also, he will want to reciprocate quickly by giving her the cuddling she needs regularly.
3 to 5 minutes of cuddle.
To feel loved. This technique can work very well so that never again will he feel rejected and she will always be able to count on him for affection.
That made it worse. You said it was going to get better. I feel like you don't, you misled me.
Maybe.
Oh my God.
Maybe.
It's funny because, like, I don't know between the two of us, I don't know which of the two of us has a higher need for platonic physical affection. I have a very high need for platonic physical affection.
Yeah, because, like, you're a person.
Yeah, like you're not just like, oh God, I guess I'll cuddle you.
But like, you know, like, it would be so like weird and like womanly if you wanted me to hold your hand.
Uh-huh.
Or hug you.
Right.
Or give you a kiss.
Right. That would add, like if my wife, you know, was affectionate with me and I liked that, that would really make me gay, I guess, or whatever.
I know. I don't understand
it. I'm not much of a man because I like it when my wife rubs my back after a long day.
Like, I know.
What?
I know.
What?
Yeah, you can't take a bubble bath ever either.
Right.
You know, it's just not allowed. Disallowed.
Disallowed.
You can't enjoy things in the world like that because they're not scratchy and rough
right.
and
yeah,
like...
right.
And hard and poking into you.
I only wear
you
hair
and,
shirts yeah. and burlap.
Yeah. Like anything that's like, you know, like comfortable.
What the fuck is wrong with
and
these
warm
people?
And snuggly and soft. Like, that's all girl stuff, you know? Like,
God.
You get sandpaper and splinters.
That's
and
it.
That's
like,
it.
How much, like, embedded misogyny and homophobia is built into that one fucking paragraph? Like, so much. So much. Because, like, it suggests that, like...
I mean, along with the rapiness, yes.
The rapiness, yeah. There's nothing good, like not even accidentally.
No.
Ugh. And then the comparison to fast food just also, like I said, it makes it greasy.
It says it's unhealthy.
Yeah.
And that it should
true.
Not be part of a regular diet, right? But it should be like given whenever he feels the need for sexual release. And earlier in this article, I don't know if you remember, yeah. but he's always feeling that need for sexual release.
Right.
So like...
And they're having...
Do we have fast food all the time or do we not?
Yeah, right.
Because it's like a couple times a week for like the like regular
yeah,
sex.
For your regular like home cooking sex. You're having sex 2 to 3 times
the
a
week. The
sex
that includes foreplay.
The sex that includes her.
Yes.
Right? Like,
yeah.
like honestly,
no,
the sex
yeah.
that includes her is a couple to 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And then there's also whenever he feels like just like banging away at you.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll give you a quick cuddlings afterwards.
Well, it doesn't say afterwards. It just says...
Or also cuddle you.
He will cuddle... He should cuddle her when she wants to be cuddled or something. Well, no, not when she wants it. Just regularly.
Regularly.
You know?
Holy shit.
So that could be like once a week or...
Well, it's time for a regular cuddle.
Yes.
It's Thursday, 7:15.
Oh, You're prescient.
Oh, no. You know? Oh, God. I don't want to be
look
prescient.
Into the future here.
Mm. I feel like this is a problem.
Number three is gourmet sex. You would think after the other two and, you know, the longest description, because I did a dot, dot, dot also. So I cut like a paragraph out of that quickie thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
You know? So that was by far the longest description of like sex types or whatever that he put in this.
He spent more time on the quickie.
Mm-hmm.
That's ironic as
know.
Fuck, right?
I know, right? to the point where I was like, dot, dot, dot. None of this needs to be said. Gourmet sex. Indulge in this style of sex at least once a month. A woman needs to be wined, dined, and romanced, just like in the early days and nights of the relationship. No excuses. Put it on the schedule. Remember the adage, if mama ain't happy, then nobody's happy, which I just want to know is incorrect because it's if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, but whatever.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
Whatever. He's wrong about a lot of things.
Among all the things he's wrong about, the guy can't even get a simple added. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Of course, a romantic getaway is wonderful, but if money is tight, then send the kids to grandma's or trade babysitting evenings with the neighbors. That is gourmet sex. That is the description of what's supposed to be the fanciest. Like when you're doing like gourmet cooking, right? Like,
yeah,
so like
so
say,
many questions.
Like you're going to put a lean cuisine in the microwave or whatever,
sure.
Fast food, you know,
right.
Quickie meal.
Sure. The lean cuisine would take longer to make than his sex though, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. The directions though are pretty brief.
Right.
You know, put in for this long, maybe stir it somewhere in between, put it back. Who knows?
Yeah.
But like, it's just throw it in the microwave.
Yeah.
If you
want to
cook a gourmet meal, mm-hmm. right? Like, or even just a single gourmet dish, what do the directions look like for that?
They're elaborate as fuck.
Right.
Yeah, it's
how
elaborate.
Like, you know, many ingredients are listed
many
out.
Many recipes
and
shopping
steps,
trips.
And like,
and,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the whole night.
Oftentimes prep days in advance.
All he did was basically say, take your wife out on date night.
Which,
that is gourmet sex, which...
Which isn't sex, by the way. That's a date.
This doesn't include sex at all. Yeah.
Thank you. I was like, what I wrote down is dating isn't sex and then just like question marks. Like, I'm just very confused. How is the type of sex, the third type of sex is go on a date?
I don't know.
That's not sex. Like, if I...
I don't know
if
how it's supposed to be like
to dinner and dancing. And then we're just like, that was such a great night. And then we come home and we're tired from dinner and dancing. And then we go to sleep. I did the wine and dine portion that he's referring to. And you, I guess, in that scenario were wined and dined, which I still don't like that phrase, right?
No.
Because it assumes this like
you're coercing
weird directionality
me into like, yeah, into feeling things for you or
right.
something.
So
yeah.
I don't like any of that, but I'm just like kind of going along with his thing. But none of that involves sex.
No.
The third type of sex isn't
I'm like,
sex.
Oh my God, we went out to dinner, a movie. I need a cigarette after that. God damn. That was some good sex.
Wasn't the best. You would think too, like the gourmet sex. I was kind of like, all right, well, the first kind of sex is sex that involves like both partners.
Right.
And the second kind of sex is date, rape, and a marriage.
Right.
And I'm like, well, what is gourmet sex? Is it going to be some sting level shit where it's like,
oh, you tantric
know, some
and
six
like
6 hour
yeah.
shit where you're just yeah. like, all right, I got to call a doctor if this lasts any longer. You know, like, well, I was kind of like getting ready. I'm like, what is he going to suggest next? Like,
go, take your
like,
wife out
on
a date. Yeah.
That clearly
has
nothing
it.
To do with sex.
No, it's to get one of the other kinds of sex after the date.
That's right.
That's it.
It's exactly right. It's like, you need to do this other, and in his mind, onerous checklist shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you got to treat your wife. Now, hear me out,
he's
guys.
Saying,
I know you guys
like,
are all from Mars.
Yeah.
You got to treat her like a person. I know, crazy. I don't want to do it either. But otherwise, she's not going to let you in her vagina. Like, you can't get in her vagina if you don't pretend she's a person. They hate that, huh, guys? Like, that's like what he's writing down.
But it's also, it's just like, it's an onerous task for you.
Right.
To like treat me well, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
like lovingly and cuddle with me and stuff. Or like, I don't know, maybe take me out to dinner.
Right.
Like, it's an onerous task for you. And it is also an onerous task for me to have sex with your body. This is what he assumes.
Yes. How awful is John Gray's body? All right. Like,
no, I'm just saying,
like you have to assume that it's some. He's
John
some
Gray
quasi-moto
only went
going.
Down on his wife on her birthday.
That's
all
right.
I'm saying.
That's it.
Because, like, seriously,
she is not into it. He's lived an entire life where, like, God, women do not like fucking me. There's
you're
gotta
doing
be a
it
reason.
Wrong somehow.
I'm
yeah.
writing a book about this. There's got to be a reason.
Right.
I bet they're from another planet. You know what I mean?
Yes. So, in conclusion, the key to passionate monogamy is remembering and acting like we did at the beginning of the relationship. The only thing, the only single sentence he has written in this entire article that I do not disagree with. When the man takes action to be romantic and the woman responds with appreciation, a euphemism for sex, our bodies release the hormones that drive our sexual feelings. Period. So one sentence in this is, remember and act like you did early in your relationship.
Yeah.
Always good advice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When your hair was on fire for someone and how awesome that felt, like, you can keep that going.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I fully 100% believe in that as like an ethos of my life, right? Like, yes.
Yes.
That is a true
easily thing for us to believe because, like, we do that on purpose.
Right. Yes. We're living that. Like, and it is like, but what I think all of these guys miss is they treat it like it's work.
Mm-hmm.
They all treat it like it's work. You've got to fucking remember. And I got to put in my goddamn calendar. And I got to be like, oh, my wife's a person. Bruh, bruh, bruh. I got to write it down.
Do you like not enjoy going out to restaurants or something because you have a penis?
Right. I fucking love bringing my penis along to restaurants. You know?
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, do you not enjoy like fun things and like nice things and good times because you have a penis? Again, it's the like all things like nice and beautiful in the world are for women. And if you like them, you're a girl.
Yeah. Right.
Or something.
Yeah. You just, it's like, oh, it's not manly enough for me to go to the museum. What? Huh. I mean, I know men created a lot of this art, but obviously, I'm horny all the time. That's what I meant to say. I'm
That's
horny all the
I
time.
Am. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're a walking penis. Penises don't eat at restaurants.
Constantly.
Yeah.
It's terrible, actually. We are doing this book. We are 100% going to do this book, patrons. This is the best thing we'll ever find.
Oh, my God. But seriously, though, like, do men not have fun, like, on a date, too? Like, why does anybody do it?
Right. Well, I think that what he is suggesting is all of that is a pretense to get in your pants. And that none of that was ever real. And that what I really think his advice to men here boils down to is, look, remember how you were lying and it was a great big pretense and then you got in her pants and now she said, I do. Well, look, if you want to stay getting in her pants, you're going to have to keep lying. I really feel like that's a subtext here. But like that says everything about John Gray.
I was going to say.
And nothing about me. I love doing like the places I've taken you on dates are places
say,
I love
like,
going.
I need to sit down with John Gray and have a talk with him about like appreciating like all the good things like in the present moment he's in.
Yeah.
And living within the present moment that he's in. Because, like, it's pretty cool here, and there's probably good food here at a restaurant, man.
You know?
Like, we got, like, steak and scallops and shit or something, you know? Like, you get to have something fancy, and you get to have somebody clear away your dishes and wash them for you, and, like, it's
John
nice.
Gray, go to a better restaurant.
It's nice.
Right.
To, like, have nice things. I don't get it.
I don't.
Like, it's just always looking forward to getting boned or something. Like, that's all it looks forward to. It's missing everything along the way.
Everything.
That's fun, enjoyable, and beautiful.
And as a result, it's the least sexy thing possible.
John Gray, it is the journey. It is not the destination. Journey that counts.
You heard it here on Talking Ship.
And I had to add in, like, the little about the author thing end. Dr.
Nope, not
John Gray is a leading relationship expert whose books, including Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, have sold over 50 million copies in 50 languages in 150 countries. He helps men and women better understand and respect their differences in both personal and professional relationships.
The grumpiest thing about that is how much richer he is than I am.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a swimming pool and I don't, and I'm fucking mad about it. I'm just straight butthurt about this.
We're going to have to like get more patrons so that Tom can get a swimming pool.
Yes.
Because it's Tom's idea and totally not mine. To get the swimming pool. I didn't put that idea
in
there.
Don't let John Gray have a better pool than me, guys. That's not right.
Yeah, we can't let the world can't be like that. It's not right.
This is how the terrorists win.
It's not right. So you'll have to increase your patron, but, contributions. Anyway, to hear us tear apart men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Oof.
As bonus material, because that's happening. I'm going to order the book on Amazon like right after
we're
done
copies,
here.
Two copies, girl.
Yeah.
Get two copies. Here we go. Oh, shit.
All right. So that's all I have for today.
That's enough. I am fucking spent. I've spent my 3 to 5 minutes.
I don't know. Like, I don't feel like I was cuddled adequately.
Oh,
you owe me.
I owe you. I'll wine and dine you. Yeah. Through gritted teeth, I guess.
Yeah. All right. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for us, you can email us at talkingshippod@gmail.com. And if you want to become a patron and apparently hear our, you know, review of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus bonus episodes, you can go to patreon.com/talkingshippodcast.
Right. Well, I think genuinely, I think that what he is suggesting is all of that is a pretense to get in your pants.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.